When using your podcast as a marketing tool to generate leads and revenue for your health and wellness business, growing the audience seems like a pretty obvious and useful thing to do. But recently, after completing a podcast audit for a frustrated life coach who really wanted to ramp up promotion of the podcast, my message to her was to pump the brakes. We've got some other work to do first. This is Profits Through Podcasting, where we help health-focused entrepreneurs generate leads and revenue for their businesses through podcasting. I'm your host, Joel Oliver. Being an entrepreneur is a wild ride. It is fun. It is frustrating. It gives you freedom. It takes a lot of your time. And we're all learning as we go. So when you're trying to grow your health and wellness business, there are all kinds of things that you can do. Podcasting is one of them. And if you see podcasting as a method of generating leads, which it definitely can be, it may seem like growing the podcast audience is a very obvious, high priority thing that would help you with your goal of increasing sales for your business. Everybody's situation is unique. We are at different stages of the journey, and what makes sense for one person and one business may not make sense for another. And that's where generic blanket advice can cause problems. So this is a situation that I helped this podcaster with recently when I did an audit for her to take a look at the entire podcast to see if there was room for improvement there, if it could be getting better results for her coaching business, if there were any issues that needed attention, and basically a path forward. What should she be thinking about and doing with this podcast right now? And the conclusion of that conversation was essentially keep podcasting, but I would not recommend putting many or any resources into trying to grow the audience right now. It just should not be a priority. Why? It's because the business was like a leaky bucket. So whatever kind of marketing could be done, whether it is a podcast, Instagram ads, YouTube videos, people were not going to be compelled to buy or take any action when they came to this person's website. The business itself had problems. So any amount of promotion of any type is just going to be wasted, essentially, because there's no proper way to convert these people. So the website did not give a professional impression. It seemed quite DIY. There were some blurry photos. There were things out of alignment. The services area was kind of confusing on how to actually move forward and what this person really did. So right away there, big problem. Why bother bringing in more people to this website if they can't convert? Maybe there are already people coming to the website in big numbers and they're just not converting. Have you checked the stats, right? Growing the podcast in this case is far from the biggest priority. Another thing was not just the website itself, but there was no sort of lead magnet to collect email addresses. So that's a huge missed opportunity because many people, they're not even going to buy from you the first time they land on their website. But by giving them a free resource, like a PDF or whatever you would like to do these days, a meal plan, then you can get their email address and start sending them an email sequence. And that can help your conversion rates immensely. But this person had nothing of the sort. So not only are we already losing potential leads and sales because of that, but now we're thinking, how do we bring in more people to also not convert them, right? So you see the theme here. As well, the site didn't really speak to anybody specifically. They had not thought about their ideal client. A couple episodes back, I covered this, how to determine your ideal client, but the website was very lacking there. It was very vague. You just didn't know who this business was for. If it was for you, you wouldn't have even known it. You wouldn't have thought, this person is going to help me solve my problems and I have to work with them. It was just a mess and didn't have that clarity. Now, there were some other areas for improvement as well when it came to the actual podcast that I felt were not on point yet. Things like spelling mistakes in the show notes, inconsistency in quality. So sometimes using a mic, sometimes not, sometimes using a smartphone and the video being all wobbly. And here's a big one. Maybe this will shock you as much as it shocked me. This person was not on Apple Podcasts, arguably the biggest podcast directory in the world. Their podcast was not on there. So here's someone reaching out to me for advice. I'd like to grow. How do I get more people here and more sales? Hey, you're not on Apple Podcasts. I don't mean to sound sarcastic, but that's a big, big glaring omission, big problem. Okay. that had to be taken care of. I don't know how this happens, if it's either a DIY thing where people set it up themselves and they don't realize, or they entrust someone to help them and they just don't do a good job. Whatever the case, not good. In addition to that, the podcast wasn't even on her website properly, so she wasn't getting proper SEO benefits. There was no way to even subscribe to it. So, you know, we're trying to find advice. How do I grow the podcast? You don't even have a link to it on your website, that kind of thing. So, okay, that was a minor tangent there. But back to what I was saying about the good audio, the camera, that sort of thing. If you think back to the four pillars of health podcast success, the first one is content. What we're putting out has to be good, right? And that'll all come together. If you're a newer podcaster, don't worry. It's not going to be perfect starting out, but we're putting the cart before the horse if we want to focus on growth when a podcast, in this case, it's not even that great. It's not going to retain listeners. They come in, sometimes the audio is bad, the content's not that good, those sorts of things. There's no ideal client or listener in mind to create valuable content for. Why would they stick around? So you want to try to put effort into growing the show and getting people to look at the podcast just to leave? No, not good. And another thing here, this entrepreneur had actually also written a book, which is great. And as I mentioned, they have some services that are on their website, even though it's kind of vague. But if you check the podcast show notes, there were never any links to promote any of this. No link to buy the book, no link to buy the services, nothing. The absolute basics were missing. And so we're trying to assess here, how do we improve things? What's the biggest priority to help our business grow and improve the podcast, all that? Well, how about putting a link for someone to buy from you? If we're having issues with sales, that'd be very useful. So of course, growth of the podcast, not the right thing to be thinking about at that point. Sure, if you wanted to go contract a legitimate agency or something to work on that while you're busy with other things, okay, maybe you can make a case for that because it's not directly taking from your time, but it is taking from your budget. And unless you have, if you had unlimited money, you wouldn't be here listening to this right now. So if that was the case, this wouldn't matter. But we're all dealing with budgets in entrepreneurship. And so I'm going to talk in the context of thinking about what's the most effective use of this money right now. Well, it wouldn't be growing the podcast when all the leads that you would bring in can find a link to your website. If they were on your website, they wouldn't be able to buy from you. They can't put their email address in, all this stuff. It just doesn't make sense to think about growth at this point. And yes, as entrepreneurs, there are a million things that we need to be doing and thinking about. So it's not just the budget, but our time. We've got to prioritize on what is most important. So you absolutely want to have the fundamentals in place in your business and your funnel before you get into thinking too much about driving more leads and traffic from your podcast. It is always going to be a work in progress. I'm not saying it has to be perfect and you have to get the business just perfect before you think about podcast growth at all. That's not the case. But when you have these big problems, like I mentioned in the episode today, that's where you need to just step back and focus on getting those things in alignment first before we think about anything else. We want to be able to make sure that we can actually capitalize on that traffic. So this was just one example, and you may have everything perfectly set up in your business, which is great. And maybe it is a proper time for you to think about growth of your podcast, but certainly some food for thought here today. It's a good idea to take an entire look at some of the things that I talked about, make sure that your website is on point, make sure you have a lead magnet, those sorts of things before you really start focusing on ramping up your podcast growth and any marketing activities for that matter. Join us again next time on Profits Through Podcasting for more insights on how to turn your health-focused podcast into a lead and revenue generation machine for your business. Are you ready to let a team of professionals handle your entire podcast production workflow? East Coast Studio can help you elevate your podcast to the higher quality standards required for credibility in the health and wellness space. Plus, give you the guidance and support needed to podcast consistently, growing your impact and your sales. Visit eastcoaststudio.com to learn more.